Oh, hi. Yes, thank you for coming in on such short notice. Yeah, and thank you for meeting me in the studio. I know I usually ask to meet in my office or somewhere more professional and clean and less splattered with paint, but I'm busy. I'm a bit busy right now, and actually, what I wanted to talk to you about kind of pertains to stuff that goes on in the studio. No, I promise you're not in trouble. Nothing. You've done nothing wrong. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yes, if you did something wrong, I wouldn't be smiling like this, would I? That's right. I'm happy to see you. Yes, I am happy to see you. You're not in trouble at all. You're doing fine in the class. There's nothing to worry about. Yes, calm down. Yes. You can release all that tension in your shoulders. You came in here looking like you were ready for war, and my God. I hope my class doesn't always make you this tense. Oh, it doesn't? That makes me happy to hear. Oh, yes, about what I want to talk about. Yes, of course. Well, this might be a bit of an odd request, and might be a bit of an odd interaction for us, but I wanted to ask, could you. I'm sorry. I'm not usually the one who gets cold feet about anything, really, but you can tell me immediately if this request, if this conversation, any of this makes you uncomfortable. I promise. I will drop it immediately. Feel free to leave. This will not affect us or the class, anything at all. So please, promise me. Promise me that you'll tell me if you're uncomfortable at all, okay? Pinky promise. Yes, pinky promise. Come on. Thank you very much. I wanted to ask, have you ever considered modeling? Live modeling, not runway modeling, but honestly, I think you'd be pretty successful at that too. What? It's not flattery. This is the truth. But yes, live modeling, like how we do it here in the studio, actually, which is what I was referring to. Yes, like standing in front of someone while they draw you live. Have you ever considered that? No. Really? Well, I just thought that maybe I hope this doesn't make me sound weird at all, but I heard when we were in class the other day, and you were talking to one of your friends, and I heard you say that you were a bit upset that you felt like you were losing passion for the craft and perhaps faith in your own work. And, it's always very disappointing to hear because I shouldn't say this. Oh God, I'm not. Oh Jesus, I'm not supposed to say this. I shouldn't have biases. But I like you, and I admire both you and your work. But I think above all, I admire you purely as a human being. So to hear that you were losing faith in yourself and your art was not disappointing. I would never be disappointed in you for simply feeling down about yourself, but it was sad. Someone so bright, talented, full of potential. It is always sad when a young, doe-eyed artist begins to doubt themselves. Yes, I do think you're very talented, yes. And to circle back to my point about modeling, I thought that maybe if you got to have a bit of perspective shift, it might even reinvigorate you or reignite your love for art. You've never been the model, have you? Yeah, have you ever been anybody's muse before? not just in a professional setting, my friend. In any kind of capacity. Being someone's muse, their inspiration. Yes. Have you? Oh, you haven't. Well, I thought maybe if you'd like, you could be my muse for a day. See how it makes you feel, see if you like it, see if it helps. Yes, yes. And you can back out whenever you want, whenever you don't feel comfortable, I promise. I won't hold any bit of it against you, but I do think it helps sometimes to be the muse. Everyone always talks about the artist, never the muse, but I always think the muse has the most fun. They get to see themselves transformed into something new and beautiful, into something that's still them, but them in a refreshing, beautiful kind of sense, you know? I'm just blabbering on now, aren't I? I sound like some old geezer trying to sell you a pyramid scheme. But I do mean what I'm saying, though. I would like you to be the muse. I want you to know what it feels like to be art. Because I think it would help you feel a lot better about art in general. I feel like it would reinvigorate your love for it. Yes, yes, I want to turn you into art. Even though, honestly, I think I've already crossed a lot of lines, so I'm just going to continue. But I do think you're beautiful already. It's cheesy to say it, but you are very, very beautiful. I suppose it's not a typical compliment for boys, but I don't know. There's something about you. It's just unique and beautiful. Oh? Oh, you're considering it. I hear that. You're really considering it. You don't think I'm being weird or anything at all? Oh. Oh, no, this wouldn't occur during class time. Yeah, just you and me. I mean, if it was just you and me, would it bother you? Just the two of us? It feels a little too intimate if it's just the two of us. I suppose, but I feel like that's what it should be. Intimate. An artist. Me. And their muse, you. If you agree, then it would just be the two of us. Yes, you'd be my muse. Is that too much? Do you not want me to think of you as mine? Oh, you don't mind. Okay. Well then, you will be my muse. Starting now. Oh, yes, right now. I mean, unless you're hungry or anything, are you? I realize now that I may have called you in during lunchtime. So, how about this? How about while I get ready, I get you a snack, and you get undressed? How does that sound, huh? Of course I keep snacks in this room. I have to keep my beautiful models fed, don't I? I don't want you all starving in the middle of class or anything either. I had to take care of my beautiful models and my beautiful students. Here, actually, you can have part of my lunch. Oh, yes, yes. I'm not hungry, trust me. Yeah, I'm not hungry for food, at least. Huh? Oh, nothing. Sorry, I was just mumbling under my breath. Here you go, though. You can have this sandwich I made this morning. It looks good. Thank you, thank you. Here, have a bite. Oh? What? Would you like me to feed you? You seem disappointed. I'm just teasing, I'm just teasing. But, might as well, yeah. Here. Open wide. Say ah. Good job. You take instruction very well. I think you'll make a very good muse. There you go. You can munch away at this while you undress and while I get my easel and my paint ready. Oh. Oh. Oh, honey. When I say undressed, I do mean undressed fully. You know that, right? When have you ever seen a half-naked model in my class? Yes, baby, it's all or nothing. Come on. Don't be shy, you know. I don't judge. I've seen literally every kind of body imaginable in my time. I've lived many years, a lot of years of experience on you, honey. And so let me tell you, there is beauty in every single one of them, but especially in yours. What? I'm not allowed to peep? Honey, I'm gonna be painting your cock later. And I'm not allowed to peep on you in dressing. Fair enough, I suppose. I'll continue setting up over here. Let me know when you're finished, okay? You're done? Okay, nice. Hey, come over here. Yes, right here, right here. Right in front of my easel, so I can see you clearly. So I can see every line of depth. Running all along your body, okay? You look good. Sorry. I shouldn't make this weird, but you do look good. I don't know why you're so nervous earlier. You're stunning. You're beautiful. You're breathtaking. Ah, sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't. But it's true, though. It really is true. You still feel insecure? I get it. I understand. But I really do think you're beautiful, and I hope you know that. Even though I teased you a little earlier, I genuinely meant it. I will never judge you. And I have never, ever, ever seen a body that I didn't like. And I really doubt that you'll be the first. Here, hey. You don't feel comfortable taking the robe off, Aaliyah? How about slowly but surely? We can go a little bit at a time until you're comfortable. I won't force you to do anything that you're not comfortable with either, by the way. So, if this ever goes too far, hey, look at me in the eyes. You will tell me if you ever feel uncomfortable and you want me to stop, okay? and it will never negatively impact you in any way whatsoever. I will not hold it against you in any way. I promise. Yeah? Okay, good. I'm gonna help pose you now. So I'm gonna come a little closer. Yeah, I know I was already pretty close, but now I have to get very close. You're gonna sit back on this chair for me. Sit down, sit down. Yes, good job. And I'm going to take this robe and slowly slide it down your shoulders. Slowly, slowly. I'm not saying anything I don't like yet. Every inch of your skin is honestly perfection from what I'm seeing. Yes, of course. All the scars and the calluses, they just add character. They tell a story. It's perfect for art. I see nothing wrong with it. If anything, I think it makes you even better. Let me just get a little lower. Yeah, sorry. I'm a bit taller than most, aren't I? I don't mean to tower over you and intimidate you. So let me get down at your level and kneel right in front of you like this. Hi. I'm gonna keep bringing this rope down slowly but surely for you. Yes, yes, yes. Where are you looking at? I see you looking at me funny. What's wrong? Hey, you look a little sad. What's wrong? Hey, I'm gonna stop now. Hey, hey. Hey, you can look at me. Hey, you can look at me. Come here, come here. I'm gonna put my hands on your face. Look at me. You're blushing now. What's wrong? Oh, baby. You've never had someone treat you like this? Treat you like what, baby? Like a human? This is how everybody should be treated. With love and respect and adoration. Especially when they're doing something as vulnerable as this. My comment earlier about having not been anyone's muse before. Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry, baby. But hey, if it's any consolation, I will ensure you that your first time is magical. Yes, yes, I will. I promise. I promise. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Fuck, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I made this weird. I'm sorry. I may have misread the situation. That's entirely my fault. Why'd you just make the cutest sound I've ever heard in my life? Do you want more? You want more, don't you? I can never say no. Such a beautiful model. Yeah. I am so happy to have you as my muse. And I promise you, you're beautiful. You're perfect. You are perfect. You look happier now. How about I continue unraveling you then. Would you like that? Would that be okay? It would. I'm glad. Because, God, I don't want to stop. Fuck. I really don't want to stop. You don't mind if I do this to you? If I leave a kiss at every inch of skin that I reveal, just to prove to you how beautiful I find you. How perfect and how lovable you are. All the way down your neck, onto your collarbones, down your chest. Onto your tummy. Down to right here. Yeah, right here. Oh, you won't be too mad if I skip past that for now, would you? If I don't give this amazing looking cock a kiss, you wouldn't mind that, would you? I'm just teasing, baby. I'm just teasing. I've already covered the rest of your body in kisses. How can I not cover this cock in kisses, too? Not just your cock, but... but your balls, too, baby. Oh, you got so hard for me kissing you all over your body. Over this perfect fucking body. God, you really are perfect. It's like you were fucking made to be someone's muse. To be my muse. All mine. Tell me, baby. Am I taking your first, baby? Have you really never been anybody's muse? In any kind of sense? God, what a fucking waste. What a fucking waste. God, what a fucking waste, because you're perfect. Everything about you. Sorry, baby. I just couldn't help myself. Fuck, I couldn't help myself. God, fuck. Fuck, you're good. Fuck, you're really good. You don't just look good, you taste good, and you smell good too. Who let you be so perfect? God, a small, selfish part of me is happy. Happy that I'm your first. Happy that you really are all mine. Fuck. I gotta give these balls some love too, don't I? You want me to get back to your cock, baby? You want me to get back to licking up and down your shaft, kissing you all over? Yeah, I want to get back to making out with your cock, baby. So desperate. I love it. I love it. Because I'm desperate for you too. Have you ever been deep-throated, baby? No, you haven't. Well, baby, I'm glad I'll be your first. Because with my age, my experience, I promise I'll make you feel way better than any of these other girls could. Lick your shafts. Oh, your cock makes out with my throat. Oh yeah, just like that, baby, just like that. So fucking good at this. Oh, I can feel your cock rubbing against my cheeks. My lips pumping up against every vein on your cock, on this glorious, beautiful fucking cock. God, I can't wait to meet you. First, I need you to paint my throat with your cum, okay? Oh, I need it. I really, really fucking need it, okay? Be a good boy. Be a good little muse. Come on, baby. Come on. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I believe in you. Oh, fuck. Oh, good job, baby. Fuck. You did exactly what I wanted, baby. Look at you. My little artist. Painting the back of my throat with his cum. So fucking good, baby. I knew you had it in you. Look at you, the muse and the painter. So cute. Oh, but baby, I'm not done undressing you yet, you know that, right? I still haven't seen all of you yet. Mm-hmm, I haven't seen all of you yet, baby. That's right. You need to get up, then bend over and put your hands in the chair, okay? Oh, yeah, just like that. Bend over, baby, yeah. Embarrassing, isn't it? But there's just more for me to kiss now. Oh, it's pretty back. In the back of your neck. I want to kiss all the way down your spine. Oh, and where am I now? Oh, that's right. I'm right at your beautiful fucking ass. God, boys are so lucky. They always have the nicest asses. You know that, right? So cute. Oh, sorry, I couldn't help myself. I just had to give it a little spank. I promise I won't do it again. Okay, I lied. I had to do it one more time. But one for each cheek, you know? Maybe another time I could spank you so much that your poor cute ass is bright red with my handprints. Maybe some of my nail marks too. God, that would make such a good painting, don't you think? Oh, wouldn't that make you so horny to look at too, baby? Having you bent over like this. Your poor ass hurting so much, so sore. You're twitching, your poor shaky legs. I'm staring at you, painting you. Oh, doesn't that sound fun, baby? Oh, honestly, that scene earlier would have been hot too. Yeah, that scene earlier. Of course it would be. That poor cock of yours, twitching, still leaking cum out the tip. Oh, fuck. Your tummy going up and down, hyperventilating because you came so hard. Because that was your first time coming down a real woman's throat. Not just any woman, too. Your professor of all people. Although, I know you've been wanting me for a while. I guess I do dress a little provocatively. I wonder why. Surely it's not for your attention, right? Wrong, but you're very humble. Yes. Back to this fucking ass. This beautiful, perky little ass. I love kissing it. Oh, baby. Don't sound so surprised. Of course I'm spreading your cheeks. There's something here that I also want to make out with. It's not fair if your cock gets all the attention, right? Doesn't this deserve a little love, too? I think it does. I think it really, really does. Oh, it's hot, baby. You're getting hard all over again, aren't you? I guess you've never shown someone your asshole like this, have you? All bent over and vulnerable. Sorry, I couldn't help smacking it. It's just too good. This cock of yours, it's aching already, baby. It's hard and aching and twitching and throbbing. I'll play with it a little bit.
Let's see how hard we can get it. Let's see how hard we can get it. Well, oh god, will I eat this fucking ass out? This perfect little ass. Oh, such a pretty asshole, baby. God, oh. Every part of you is paint worthy. That's right, baby. I'm tongue fucking your asshole. Do you like it? Here, I'll leave little kisses around the rim. I'll leave kisses on your thighs. Down these sensitive little thighs. All the way back up to this cute little asshole. Which one feels more for me, baby? Wasn't gonna stop jerking you off. Oh, so good. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm moaning so loud. Are you feeling good, baby? Are you feeling good? Getting jerked off while you're up. You are. You should come down my hand, baby. Come into my hand. Fuck it like it's a fleshlight. My tongue, fuck your ass, okay? That's right, baby. Come. Oh, come, baby. Come on, make out with your asshole. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Just like that. Oh my god, yes. Look. Yeah. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god, baby, you're perfect. Oh fuck, you're perfect. God. Fuck. Yes. Yes, yes. It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby. It's okay. Hey. That's right. Okay. I'm gonna move you a little bit. I'm gonna sit down in this chair now. And I'm gonna free up my lap. And you're gonna come sit in my lap, okay, baby? Okay? That's right, baby. That's right. You're sitting in my lap, baby. Don't worry. I don't care if you're a mess. Shut the fuck up. As a matter of fact, I'll clean you up a little bit, okay? We can just use this robe. Who gives a fuck? Yes, it's okay. It's okay. Shh, it's okay, baby. It's okay. That was a lot just now. I know it was a lot. Yes, it was a lot, especially for you. I just took a lot of your first. And I really hope you're okay with that. Okay, good. It really works out that I'm bigger than you, doesn't it? It's okay, baby. That's right. Come on, snuggle into me. Yep. Put your head under my chin. Yep, you can rest it on my tits, baby. Don't worry, I don't care. I just want you comfortable. Yes, baby. It's okay. You're all good, baby. You're all good, okay? Hey, baby. That's right. Shh. Just breathe. You did so good, my little muse. Yes, not a lot of painting got done, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. You still did good. You still did so, so good. And honestly, you inspired me. Quite a lot. I think I'm good for a week now in inspiration. Fuck. I won't be able to stop thinking about you. About every inch of your body that I got to see today. Fuck. Not just the easy stuff. Not just that perfect ass. That perfect cock. Oh, that cute little asshole. Your cute nipples too. Oh, but everything. God. That face you make when you come. I will literally never be able to forget it. God, your face. Even your collarbones are nice. Your waist is nice. Everything about you is nice. Your thighs are nice. Fuck, everything about you is perfect. You did so, so good. You did so good, my little muse. You did perfect. And if you enjoyed it too, we can do this more often, maybe with a bit more painting, but I'd like us to continue to be a thing, you know? Yes, I'd like you to be my muse for as long as you like, as long as you'll have me, because again, baby, this is all up to you. All up to what you want, when you want it, how you want it, if you don't want it. Yes, baby, yes. You have all the power here, okay? One no, and I stop. Yes. That's right, baby, that's right. Breathe, okay, baby, breathe. I'll give you a few more minutes, okay, baby? You can just stay here and snuggle and cuddle. And then I will get up. I'll go get us some snacks, get you some water, and I will be right back. And you'll be right back to being snuggled up against me. And I'll feed you all the snacks you want. I'll feed you all the water you want too, okay? Until you feel like you're ready to leave. And if you're not ready to leave, you can stay as long as you like. And if you need, I'd walk you back to your dorm if you'd want to. Walk you back or drive you, anything you want. I have to spoil my muses, baby. Come on, I have to spoil you. You deserve it. You really do. Especially for being so...